The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, has the distinction of being the only facility in the region that is certified by the International Maritime Organization as a training institution. And with the way now clear for the CMI to become a university, Executive Director Dr. Fritz Pinnock shares how the institution has been tailoring its programs to meet the needs of a developing maritime industry. Dr. Pinnock was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
The traditional maritime space have shifted. Mm-hmm. Now, if you send cargo on a ship, at some point it will pass over a road. Some aspects of it may go by air before it ends up. So that's what you call multimodal or intermodal transport. So likewise, that industry, the boundaries have expanded and the walls between our so-called shades between the air, sea and land have shifted. So that has now integrated into one industry. So likewise, the training that we offer follows that pathway. Mm-hmm. So it's about that relevant pathway. So that's hence the whole meaning of logistics, that intermodal integrated land space. So our training has moved to that era. We have industry advisory boards. And these are people from the industry who comes in and work with us on the different programs. And one of our newest programs is the Custom Processes, Freight Forwarding and Immigration Degree. On that program, we have the head of immigration teaching on the course. We have the deputy CEO of Customs teaching on the course. We have other members teaching on the course. So the very people are teaching, they are your employers. I said to the students every day, you're in an interview.
Yes.
So these are the people who are looking, they know who they want. Uh-huh. So it forces the students to behave and respond in a certain way. So it's about that close touch with the industry. And this is what probably we have done differently from the other institutions. Mm-hmm. And in fact, what the employers are looking for is not on the curriculum. You're not looking for the brightest student. You want somebody who has a good attitude, who can go to work on time, who's a team player, who can use technology, who have skills and competence. For example, all our engineers, they have to learn to weld. Several of them have welding certificates.
Yes.
Then you have to go into the machine shop. You have to be able to manipulate metals and to be able to do certain things.
To get your hands dirty.
Your hands dirty, as well as the theoretical aspects. So you can, you know, coming out with competence, you have to be able to do something. And let your degree follow you, but you must be able to do something. Nobody wants to employ somebody who can tell you what they think should be done, but you must be able to do something. And it's about competence. And we want to certify that competence also. And we're not just certify, but we want to certify it at an international level. So it gives you mobility to work anywhere in the world.
So the university status will do that. Tell us about the demand for your graduates. I mean, there are people watching us who want to go in areas where they know they won't have to stay at home for a very long time before they get a job.
Well, yeah, let me answer you with a little illustration. I remember years ago, I was actually looking for, when I was in the private sector, I was group managing director of the shipping company.
Yes.
And we wanted a senior customer service supervisor. We put out the ad, and I had over 100 applications. Mm-hmm. When I was shortlisting, I noticed that there was this person who worked at 2 funeral homes before, applied. Uh-huh. So, you know, that little childish, troublesome side of me said, put this one in there to have a little amusement. Because 15 years in funeral homes, at executive level, she was now applying for a job in a shipping company.
Yes.
So I didn't expect much. But you know what? To my surprise, this lady came out on top of the interview. And I said to her in the interview, which was a learning moment for me, I said, you explain to me how working in 2 funeral homes equip you to work into a shipping company. She turned to me and she said, whether you're serving the living or the dead, they need good customer service. So you know, I learned something very instructive.
Yeah.
Because for me, skill sets are transferable. Oh. And this is what we need to realize. We need to teach our people. Because when you train somebody for a job, when that job gets redundant,
course,
what happens to you? You die.
The person must be marketable.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Executive Director of the Caribbean Maritime Institute, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.